Yo, God, guys, how you doing? This is Andrew Dera. You're with me on the Andrew Dera podcast. Today, I want you guys to brainstorm with the KRCA of an issue that I came across the other day. So, married couple who have been married for, say, 15, 20 years. They've been in a relationship. They've been married, actually. They have two kids below the age of 12. Recently, the guy asked the wife, or the nigga asked the shorty, in the beginning of this relationship, before I go there, in the beginning of this relationship, they did have their sex drive towards each other. They weren't getting intimate, you know. Their sex drive towards each other wasn't all that. But in recent months, they've started being industrious and they are actually having more sex. Like, their sex drive towards each other has grown massively, yes? So recently, the nigga asked the shorty, he wants to try the 6-9 position. The shorty was shocked because she didn't expect the guy to come and ask for such a thing, you know. So she had three, four questions in her head that kept disturbing her. One of them is that, is there an issue for married couples to do such? Like, is there an issue for married couples to try the 6-9? You guys all know the 6-9. But in my opinion, I think it's okay. I mean, if the guy is confident enough to come and ask you for such, then I guess I feel like, see, why not? Because you guys are a married couple. It's you or somebody else. The fact that he's asking you, that shows a lot about this guy. Like, he wants to try new things with you, regardless of anything. You're his wife, so he should come and ask you. That is so noble, if you ask me. Yes? Second question that was disturbing is, who could have taught my partner such? The fact that you're thinking that somebody taught your partner this, that shows how insecure you are. Maybe he just saw it, maybe on a site somewhere, you know, we know all this. Maybe he saw it in a movie, you know. But that aside, I mean, if he's asking you for such a thing, that shows how, like, he's trying to be industrious and he's trying to do these things with you. But dude, the key word here is you. Like, he's asking you, you know, it's better for him to come and ask you than go and ask other people. Like, if he doesn't ask you, that same question that I have, same thing that I've just said, if he doesn't ask you, who else will he ask? Why you bother that he's asking you? You should be happy. I mean, what more would you want from your third spouse? Question she posed was, what may come after such? What may come after you guys do this? The guy will be more industrious. You guys will be doing different things, you know, in bed. It's the best thing to experiment is you experiment things intimately with your person. You guys, two people, experiment together, you know. After this, the best you can do, it's either you or, you know. So after it, I think what happens is that he'll want to do more with you. That's all that can come. The last question was, what are the consequences of me rejecting him? The consequences of you rejecting him are simple. It's just simple, like, simple. He'll go and try it somebody else. Of which I know you wouldn't want that to happen. So, in my opinion, don't be afraid or don't be brought aback by your husband asking you for things that he has never asked. You should be happy. This is a relationship, you know. This will only spice up this relationship for the both of you, if at all you guys are looking to go in the long run, you know. Like, yeah, you'd be going around asking everybody for the same things he's asking for. You should be lucky he's asking you. Like, I mean, you should be very lucky. The fact that you're thinking that somebody even taught him these things is showing how insecure you are, you know. So you guys tell me. As you watch this video, please like the video, please subscribe to the channel, and comment below. What do you guys think when it comes to a relationship, and the man is asking for more than he normally does in men. Tell us what you think. Is it okay for you guys to try new things in bed or not? You guys tell us. Comment below. Cheers, guys.